Exclusive, NRCC Chair Tom Emmer, "We are going to retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all in the midterms." By Jacob Bliss on July 25, 2021. Voters will hold Democrats accountable in the midterms and retire House Speaker Nancy Pelosi once and for all to stop this socialist lurch to the left. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, MN, declared on Breitbart News Saturday. Host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, asked Emmer to talk about how voters will be able to course correct in the midterm elections. Boyle said House Republicans are 5 seats away from the majority and Senate Republicans are 1 seat away from the majority, and asked Emmer to lay out the path Republicans are taking to regain the House. Emmer said Republicans should find a candidate or candidates. They should share their treasure by supporting them financially. They should share their talents by offering to volunteer in a campaign. Because look, the world is run by those who show up and those who show up and do the work. They own our freedom, and there's never been a time like right now, Matt, to get involved and take a position. If you sit back and be quiet, you're not gonna be happy with what these socialist Democrats are gonna do to our country. Cause this is no longer a choice between a degree of freedom, the right of someone to self-determine versus the size and scope of government. This is literally a choice between two fundamental different views of the United States of America. On one side, the socialists, they want to make all the decisions for you. On the other side, we still believe in free markets and the right of people to achieve their American dream on sick, by hard work and playing by the rules, he said. Out of the 152 million votes that proximately cast across this country, Republicans were so close to taking the majority last cycle in 2020 that less than 32,000 votes decided the majority, Emmer said. Going into the next election, he said, people need to know that history is on our side. The NRCC chair also explained the minority party in the midterms typically picks up on average 27 seats. However, Emmer explained the Republicans are not going to rely on history, but make their own history. We do have an advantage when it comes to redistricting because of the Republican victories in state houses all across the country. But we're taking nothing for granted. All you need to do is look at how House Democrats acted in the last cycle when they were so cocky about the fact that they were going to win this thing and expand their majority by 15 to 24 seats, and obviously, they didn't. When asked about who the NRCC's top targets are across the country, Emmer said three Democrats, scandal-ridden reps. Ron Kind, Y, and Tom Malinowski, NJ, in addition to the lone Iowa Democrat Representative Cindy Axon, are not coming back. Ron Kind in Wisconsin's 3rd District. He's on the western border. Wisconsin borders up against Minnesota. I'm very familiar with him. He's been renting a building he owns to a seedy massage parlor that's been caught advertising on known human trafficking websites, Emmer said. Instead of apologizing when I came up, he doubled down. His Republican opponent Derek Van Orden has raised nearly twice as much as he did last quarter. And I'm telling you, if he chooses to run for re-election, he's not coming back. Tom Malinowski, he's been caught twice for failing to properly disclose shady stock transactions that actually allowed him to profit off the pandemic. A classic socialist Democrat that likes to talk out of both sides of his mouth. On the one side, it's all about being righteous and holier than thou. On the other side, and he's playing the margins for his own benefit. He barely sneaked by last cycle, winning by 1%. That's not gonna be the case this time. He's not coming back, he explained about Malinowski. Regarding Axon, Emmer explained, all I can say about her is every week there's another gaffe from Cindy Axon. She's a bad fit for the district, and we're gonna make sure that Iowans know the damaging economic policies she supports are hurting. Emmer said there are 58 districts total the NRCC has been targeting. In November 2022, Emmer said the Republicans would take back the House, and they're gonna retire Nancy Pelosi once and for all. Time for her to leave. Additionally, Boyle and Emmer walked through recent battleground polling that came out of the NRCC this past week and identified the key issues Democrats, including the vulnerable ones, will face during the upcoming election. The poll showed voters are worried about rising inflation, with 70% of voters concerned about rising prices and higher cost of living, while the majority of voters also disapprove of President Biden. Emmer also said there's no question that Biden and the policies from the Democrats in Congress are the cause of the rising prices. He also slammed Pelosi for holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in the House. He added that passing such bills could help the U.S. GDP grow faster, instead of waiting for the bloated bill from Democrats in the Senate. The poll also showed concern for rising crime rates in the U.S. Voters trust their police officers. Voters want their police, they want them funded. The bottom line is crime is going to cost them in the midterms, the NRCC chair said. Going deeper, the poll identified the border crisis as a major area of concern. Just like the voters know that Democrats are the party of defund the police when it comes to the border, they know that Biden and the socialist Democrats in Congress created the border crisis, Emmer said. He added there was no border crisis until Biden came into office. And it's been open borders, they've been flooding across. Emmer said that doesn't just affect the job market but also social services. Lastly, the number of donations the campaign arm was able to rake in was some of the best this year. Boyle explained House Republicans had blown away the Democrat counterpart, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, in the second quarter of the election season as they ramp up for next year's midterm. They had record-shattering fundraising numbers in April through June of this year and raised an astounding $45.4 million. Emmer said they have to make sure to have the resources, which means raising money. However, he also touted the poll the NRCC conducted again, saying you have to have the right messaging, and that is inflation, rising prices, the crime wave, and the border, according to the poll. Due to this, we raised just over $79 million through June for the first 6 months of this cycle, he said. Emmer enjoys raising more money than the DCCC, especially since they have more cash on hand. However, he explained, I'm not gonna pretend that we're gonna have more money at the end of the day, Matt, cause they typically have more money, and they burn it in the streets. We're much more efficient with it. We know what we're doing to win races. But look, you gotta have the funds in order to make this thing work. And we appreciate everyone who is in there with us, helping the committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and candidates all across this country, stop this socialist lurch to the left and retire Nancy Pelosi. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.